Hello, welcome to another podcast on mygeekgarage.com. This is Jay, the Nokia Ninja, and I want to welcome the new addition to the garage at the Geek Garage, which is the Nokia Lumia 800 sent to me by from Paul at NokiaConnects.com. And I appreciate it. It's a review unit, and it comes in deep black, 3.7-inch screen running Windows Phone Mango Edition, and it's quite a nice phone. In terms of the unboxing information, what you get in the box, in this tiny little box, which I kind of like this trend of these minimalist, environmentally friendly, plastic-free kind of packaging, is in this cardboard box you get the phone, of course, you get this nice tight-fitting rubber case. You also get the charger, which uses a USB adapter cable. So you got the cable, there's a little charging unit, similar to the one that you see with other devices like the Amazon Kindle. They're known for coming with that. I really like that kind of philosophy because then that power supply is interchangeable. You can charge different devices on it. So when you travel, all you need to do is bring the proper USB cable for your device. Say, like, I have an iPod, got Nokia N8, and I'm also carrying around this Nokia Lumia 800. All I need to do is to bring two USB cables and that charger when I travel. It's really nice. What else comes with it? Of course, a headset, a wireless headset. I haven't tested it out yet for audio quality. And that's pretty much it, as well as your usual manuals that I'm guessing nobody reads, right? And just some basics, especially for the North American market who's listening to this podcast, which is two of you. These new high-end Nokias are really nice in the sense that the build quality, and there are many North Americans who are not familiar with Nokia and their history, but they're very much well known for their hardware, right? And being a telephone first, which is why they're trying to play catch-up in the smartphone market, because they did not come out of the chute like the iPhone was as a smartphone, so they had to play catch-up in the high-end business in terms of their software. But the hardware has always been terrific. Cameras have always been very good for the most part on most of their phones, and call quality has been superb in the industry. All right, so it has a unibody polycarbonate, which is a very hard plastic. And I'm trying to do a little research to see how environmentally friendly it is, because from my understanding is that no plastic is truly recyclable. It's just repackaged and melted down and reused and made into other materials, which is fine, but it's not quite as recyclable as metals and glass is in terms of being able... A Coke bottle can be remade into another Coke bottle. A plastic cup cannot be remade into the same plastic cup. Right? Well, that's a whole other discussion. So they're move away from the metal bodies, aluminum bodies like the E7 and N8 and other phones, and go into this polycarbonate. And polycarbonate, based on my reading, is extremely light and extremely tough type of plastic. And so in terms of durability, I don't really see a problem with that. The screen is made of Gorilla Glass, which is scratch-free. And ever since I got the N8 as well, I don't even bother using a screen protector. Just because, you know, just wipe off the glass. I prefer the touch sensitiveness of directly a finger on glass than to have to wipe on some, you know, swipe on some sort of plastic surface. Anyhow, Windows Phone 7 is really nice. It's really a nice step up, actually, from Symbian in terms of just fluidity. And I'll talk more about that at a later podcast as my 5 minutes is coming to a close. But... I've loaded a bunch of apps on it. Email works great, so I'll talk more specifically, perhaps in each podcast, about specific apps that work well on the Windows Phone, in my experience. But for now, that's pretty much it. Thank you for listening.